Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Got to turn my music off. God is moving, though. He's moving by His Spirit. And He has so many wonderful things to say and share with His people. Everything the Lord brings to our attention is for a purpose. The Lord my God don't speak idle words. Every word that He speaks is very important, well thought out, and it comes with a purpose. The purpose of His love. If He loves you and He's speaking because He loves you and others and everyone, it's worth listening to. Every word spoken by the Lord is very important. That's how we live. That's how we go forward. And greater things are manifested as people stick with what God says. The only way we can stick with what He says is to receive it and embrace it. If we don't receive it, we can't have faith for it. We will have forgotten it. And you won't be able to have faith for something you've forgotten. Now, it's okay if your mind forgets it, but not your heart. The things that you plant in your heart, you may not be able to always recall it. But when you need it, you put it there. It's in you. And the Holy Spirit can bring it up. That's why it's important for us to learn all we can of the Lord. Everything we can learn, learn it. One day the Lord may have a purpose for that knowledge. And He can give you supernatural recall as long as the Word is in your heart. The Word of God can be used, it can be absorbed, and it can be forgotten. You can let it slip. A person can hear the Word of God. And in Hebrews, Paul warned us, I believe Paul wrote Hebrews. He said that, pay attention, lest at any time we can let something slip. We can let God's Word slip. And it'll be as if we never had it. But when you receive it, when Gabriel spoke things to Mary, she pondered them in her heart. She rehearsed it. She embraced it. She received it. And she was always able to cooperate with the Lord, even when her only son was on the cross. Her firstborn, the son of miracle, was on the cross. Abraham gave his only son. Now this was her only son of God. I know Jesus had brothers, but He is the one that came to die for us. But His mother Mary pondered all the words that were spoken to her in her heart. And when the Word is in our heart, we'll have it when we need it. When encouraging things happen, I ponder it in my heart. I know an evil day will come, a day that evil things happen. I know every day is of God, it's a good day. But when evil things happen, I'm ready. I live with my eyes open. When you have conversations with the Lord, whatever He say to you, what if you internalize it? You get it, you receive it in your heart, and the Word will abide in your heart. And once it's there, you will be able to judge and go forward. You'll see what He sees. Life will stop being such a mystery. And you'll see the things around you as they truly are, as God sees them. God sees things as they really are, in real time. The enemy sees things, he shows you things. It's a limited view. a deceptive view. And so do men. Men show you the side of them that they want you to see. The Lord, only the Lord can show you what's behind the mask people wear. How you can help them, whether you can help them or not. Some people you can help, some you can't. Some people won't receive from you, and some will. That's why it's so important to be guided by the Lord. There are good churches out there, but some people won't receive in certain churches. It's weird. They won't do as well. But when they go to the church that God got them to, they can. Until they overcome forms of deception against them that Satan did. Some people gravitate to people, to education. Some people gravitate to older pastors, some younger. And the Lord works with us. He knows how to handle us. He knows what to do. And it's very important to be receptive to the Lord. We lose so much when we see things from a worldly point of view. We have to grow out of that. We have to grow up. And we do so by receiving all the words that God will speak to us. He'll help us to grow perfectly and overcome the things that's hindering us. Even racial divisions, that's a big problem. Everybody who harbor racial divisions in their heart, they're missing out. When I like to watch the YouTube videos, some of the people of God, the men of God, men and women of God, they're from different countries. That was a man from India. He expounded the word like I never heard before. This man is a blessing. I forgot his name. I gotta look him up again. But in other broadcasts, if the Lord tarry, I'll share his name. He was a very profound man of God. I love him. At my aunt's funeral, my dad said the Sunday morning, 11 o'clock is the most segregated hour. And he was right. You know, you got black churches and white churches. And it shouldn't be that way. People of God can bless you. Black people can bless you. White people can bless you. People from India. People from China. People from Singapore. I love to hear people speak by the Holy Spirit from wherever they came from. It's always the heart of God. I don't believe in race. I hate racism. I love every soul. Everybody got a voice, a point of view. It's just wonderful. Even every person. So it's important to hear what God has to say. People can really help you, be a blessing. But you have to listen to the voice. If you love God, you'll hear Him. You can hear what He has to say. And it's always wonderful. And when my dad said 11 o'clock hour was the most segregated, he said it with disappointment. He didn't like racism either. My dad was a very mature man. He was a ponderer like I am. He thinks. And a lot of things didn't make sense to him, and racism was one of them. Out of all my days, he never spoke evil of people. You know, he may have called them an idiot for what they were doing, but he'd speak his mind, but he wasn't derogatory against anybody. sometimes he just shake his head. And you know, that meant volumes. You know, when he just shake his head and the no, like that's just terrible. You know, he'll just shake his head. People acting a fool and he just shake his head. You know, that ain't the way to go. But he knew God loved him, and he loved him. I believe sometimes you wonder, how can God put up with folks like this? But he knew God would. He just shake his head. Now, you know, some things shouldn't be. But the Holy Spirit loves you and will protect you. And he'll show you what's behind the facade, the mask, the portrayal. And sometimes people, they want to do right, but they don't have the strength. I've seen all these things as the Lord revealed it. You know, he'll make you aware of things that you need to be aware of. He loves us, folks. It's all about love. But the word that we receive, if we, you know, when you receive it, ponder it. Plant it deep in your heart so that it'll be a part of you. You can do this with natural things just like spiritual things. I wrote a song one time and I sung that song from my heart. I didn't just rehearse it in my mind. It went in my heart. And I wrote it off of a music note that Kenny G did. And I can sing that song and not fail. It's kind of like learning your ABCs. You don't learn your ABCs with your mind, you learn it with your heart. You can learn things with your mind. When I worked at the grocery store and I was studying auto mechanics at Bessemer Tech back in the 80s, 81 to 83, every day I would go to work, whatever we talked about in the class, I would rehearse it in my mind. I would rehearse, and it got in my heart. The oil circuit, the cooling circuit, you know, of an engine. They have oil circuits. In my heart, in my mind, I just kept rehearsing how the oil flowed throughout the engine, and it got in my heart. Same thing with the cooling system. Same thing with the mechanical parts. How the piston works, how the valves work together with it, the crankshaft, the camshaft, the timing chain, the distributor, everything, I just kept rehearsing it. And I did the same thing with the transmission. When you have a good grip on something, it becomes a part of you. And then some years went by before I actually worked as a mechanic. I worked at the grocery store to 84. Now I'm a year out of school, still working at the grocery store, trying to find a mechanic job. Nobody wanted to hire a mechanic fresh out of school. They wanted some experience. I really didn't do my work on cars according to my training till 1986 on a regular basis. I would just fix my car and a few friends with all their knowledge. And I was working at people's houses. Had a mobile auto service. And when I would get in a pinch, the training was there from 3 years ago because I rehearsed it in my heart. It came back. And then I've been doing this so long, people can tell me what kind of car they have, and I know the system. Nowadays, cars have so many ignition systems. And I'm familiar with most of them and how they work. Mechanics call and want to know how this works and how that, what do you, and I ask them, what year is it? What engine size? And they'll tell me, and then I tell them what to do. Because it got in my heart. Same thing with the Word of God. When you put God's Word in your heart, it's there when you need it, and the Holy Spirit can cause you to remember. He'll speak what he heard, what he hear. You got to, if you want the Lord to talk to you, if you value his voice and his guidance, fill your heart with his Word. Just fill your heart with his Word, and you'll be able to do everything you got to do. Fill your heart with his Word. Ponder it. Receive it. And like we said in yesterday's broadcast, lean not to your own understanding. Lean towards God's guidance. Whatever God say, put that first. Keep it first. Keep it in your heart. Especially things that you would easily let slip. See, some things that you can hear is not something that you would favor. And you hear it, but you know it's God. What I do, I go and find the Word on it. So you have to judge the voices that's speaking to you. You can detect God's voice and his Word. Especially if you have a healthy study of his Word. If you study his Word and hear it, when he speaks to you, you won't spit it up. You won't throw it up. You'll receive it. The Lord told John to eat this roll. He said it'll be sweet to your stomach, it'll be bitter. He told Ezekiel, he said, eat that roll. Told him the same thing. It's going to be sweet to your mouth like honey, but it's going to be bitter in your stomach. And he ate that roll. He ate the Word, but it was a hard word he had to preach. He received it like food. And it came up as a message. When you receive the Word of God, there's a refreshing anointing with it. You feel the life of God in it. But you're going to have to preach bitter things sometimes. You have to, sometimes even in your message, you pull the mask off people. Things are revealed that they were trying to hide. So that they can live. Our work is very important. We can't do it without receiving God's Word. That's where our faith comes from. That's where our strength comes from. If that's where our faith comes from, then that's where our strength comes from too. We got to have it. You got to have it to stand. If you're not strong enough, then you're too weak to finish the course. But with the Word of God, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. See, when we do it through Christ, sometimes through Christ means the Word that we receive. Sometimes through Christ is the miracles he'll do to aid us. Sometimes through Christ is the understanding that he gives us in one moment. Sometimes it's the training that he provides us with. Sometimes it's the logic he calls us to understand. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. He loves us and he cares about us. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord's not here. Continue to mightily move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord.